we will be talking about Circle Salt Lake, a 5-year-old nonprofit that works with families long-term to get out and stay out of poverty.
So when I moved back to Utah, there were a couple of times that we experienced homelessness, and there were times when we couch surfed and times that we stayed in one of those pay-by-the-week hotels.
Noelle and many others have used the Circles program to create stability for themselves and their families. Through mentorship, connection to local resources, and support, Circle Salt Lake has been able to help many families gain the tools that they need to not only survive, but thrive. The Circles program is special due to its unique setup. Mentorship and community are what matter most regarding the Circles mission. The organization's executive director, Benjamin Sessions, has been with Circles for the past 2 years and has seen many people graduate from the program.
I think the most important thing that Circles does is connect people together.
The Circle Salt Lake program has 3 different roles: circle leaders, allies, and children program volunteers. A circle leader is the head of the household of a family that is struggling in poverty. Circle leaders are individuals who are in generational poverty or situational poverty. They've tried their best and given it their all to improve the lives of themselves and their family. The group defines a circle leader as someone who might be a mom with 3 children struggling to find flexible employment and childcare to make ends meet, or might be a set of grandparents in a retirement trying to raise their grandchildren, or possibly a 2-parent household trying to raise their 4 small children but have struggled with homelessness, substance abuse, or health concerns. Oftentimes, families just need connection to resources, employment, and supportive network of friends. Nicole Iser started her journey with Circles as a circle leader herself, and now through hard work and dedication, she is self-sustaining and works at Circle Salt Lake as the Circle Support Coordinator.
So I moved back to Utah about 7 years ago, and I am a single mom with 2 kids. I had learned about Circles. I thought it was an amazing program, and then in the job that I was doing, I was helping low-income individuals and families, and so I was often referring people to the Circles program. And then after about a year, I had this aha moment where I was like, wait a second, I income qualify. Maybe I should check it out. So I did, and they were actually taking in a class then. And so I applied to become a circle leader, and I went through the training, and I spent 3 years, worked on my goals. I was connected with some allies.
Circle Salt Lake defines an ally as an intentional friend, a volunteer looking for a meaningful, impactful experience, which involves connecting with a circle leader by providing support as the circle leader is working on their goals. An ally only has to be a friend, a consistent, supportive individual able to collaborate and cheerlead a circle leader as the circle leader is leading his or her own plan towards economic stability. Miles Pomeroy has been involved with Circles for the past couple years.
I am an ally, which is somebody who helps the circle leaders, or I'm assigned, me and another ally typically are assigned to a circle leader and their family, just to assist them and help them through this process of Circles.
The relationship that is built between an ally and a circle leader is one that is cherished. Noelle achieved her biggest goal with the help and support of her allies.
It took me a little while to open up my heart and be like, okay, my allies are actually going to be here for me. But when I did, little miracles started happening, and I started to feel like, instead of I'm all alone and nobody cares about if we are going to succeed, I started to feel more of hey, if I ask for help, people show up for me.
Working together, allies and circle leaders are able to achieve life-changing goals.
So when I moved back to Utah, there were a couple of times that we experienced homelessness. And there were times when we couch surfed, and times that we stayed in one of those pay-by-the-week hotels. And in February, I bought my own home. So that was a major goal for me, was to become a homeowner.
This relationship is invaluable. Studies show that people in poverty only have 0 to 3 people who they can rely on as consistent support in their lives, which is unrealistic for a healthy lifestyle.
And over time, through baby steps, people are able to take bigger and bigger steps and in many cases reach their financial goals. So it's really having that support system And from what I've heard from many of the families that we work with, it's about the hope and belief. The hope and belief that someone has that you actually are able to do something amazing.
Every Thursday, Circle Salt Lake puts on Circles Nights, which is a safe space for Circle leaders and allies to meet over a donated meal and discuss the progress and their goals. This is where the Children's Program volunteers come in, to allow for uninterrupted adult time and an opportunity for the children to learn. The Circle's Children's Program has a different theme every week. For example, learning leads to knowing, stop and think, or different kinds of smart. It's one of Sessions' favorite things about Circles.
You can volunteer with your whole family, and I know a lot of volunteers really like that. They like their children to get involved.
But lack of support for people is not the biggest threat regarding poverty in Salt Lake County. The cliff effect occurs when those in low-income situations experience a sharp loss of needed work support benefits faster than they are able to make up from their increase in wages. They are, in effect, earning more without improving their financial situation.
Really simply, the cliff effect is when benefits drop off faster than families can earn. If you have a single mother and she's making $12 an hour and she wants to get a promotion and maybe she's now making $15 an hour, the differential of $3 an hour may not offset the lost benefits. So we call it a benefits cliff because at some point the benefits fall off more dramatically and it becomes much harder to make the leap from where the cliff ends and where their ability to provide for their family starts.
Noelle, who was once struggling in poverty herself, has experienced the cliff effect firsthand.
I had gotten a job in a call center. It paid $11.50 an hour, not quite enough for a single mom to pay for groceries and childcare and Medicaid. I applied for those services. I got some food stamps, like $200 in food stamps. My childcare was, you know, the state paid for it through employment support childcare. And me and my two boys all have ADHD, so we need our ADHD medicine. Theirs was really expensive at the time, but we had Medicaid that paid for that. And then I got a job that paid like $14.42 an hour, which wasn't enough to cover all those things that temporary assistance covered. I was making a few hundred dollars more a month. Yay, yeah. Good for me. But then I lost food stamps. So I lost that 200 in food stamps. I lost Medicaid. So my children's ADHD meds were like $600 a month, which we just couldn't do. And then I lost the employment support childcare. So I had to pay the childcare $700 a month. Yeah, so I lost $1,500 in benefits, but I was making $300 more a month.
Low-income workers are often forced to make difficult decisions for their lives, finances, and families because of the looming fear of hitting a benefits cliff. They find themselves stuck in place.
There were times when I was like, maybe I should work part-time. Maybe I should, you know, quit trying so hard because I'm worse off. Like, I can't buy food and I've got to pay for daycare. And how am I going to make all this work?
So what is Circle Salt Lake doing to help bring light to these issues regarding policy? Apart from just Circles Nights being a time for allies and circle leaders to meet individually, Circles has other programs put in place. For example, Big View Meetings. Big View Meetings are the whole community discussing different life experiences from all sorts of views. Miles has attended a majority of the Big View meetings since becoming an ally.
I like the idea of the Big View meetings that they do because I think that it's this kind of holistic approach of establishing a community, of getting involved with people that are in poverty and are involved in these challenges and seeing the issues that they're facing. But it's then, you know, translating that into making a difference in the community. Broader community that we live in. And so I like the idea of the Big View meetings such that we can get people in politics involved, other business leaders involved to inform them of these issues and help connect them to people that are experiencing these issues. Because usually the business leaders or politicians are, you know, living a quite different life or a different social economic station than people that are in these issues and, you know, dealing with these issues on a day-to-day basis. So I think that I see that the Big View could make some big changes in our community.
There is little knowledge about the cliff effect and how it affects people in poverty due to the large wage disparity between lawmakers and those who the laws are affecting. Circle Salt Lake continues to work towards bettering the community through creating relationships and through discussing the unknown struggles that face those in poverty. To learn more about how to get involved with Circle Salt Lake, make sure to check them out on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Circle Salt Lake, or visit their website, www.circlesaltlake.org. I would like to extend a huge thank you to Benjamin Sessions, Mile Pomeroy, and Nicole Leiser for sharing their stories and experiences. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm Kate Baker reporting.